Now, time to stop down for a little bit of And this is brought to you by
Autoflex Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's have a good old flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And here he is, Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I love Simon and Garfunkel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, I guess we can just start it with this. It's 4:40 here on the ticket.
And now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update. Satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki. Now here's your host, Snake.
Nikki?
Could we get any more 2004?
No. Nikki Hilton. I just wanted to hear it one more time, Mike. Because, America, if you started listening only in the last couple of years, you have forgotten the fact that Mike Reiner used to obsess over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki.
I did not.
That has every now day. Been
did not.
Every...
Kim and Chloe.
Yeah, did it did. Not. It did. It was the
Did not.
Yeah, you matriculated to Kim and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
You went from Pam Anderson to Paris to the Kardashians.
No.
And then Ray J.
Yeah, Ray J.
So he did used to obsess over them, but...
Ray J the Impaler.
Not.
You don't hear much from old Paris these days, but it seems that whatever career she's involved in, I don't know, I mean, she's a Hilton, so that means that she's worth...
Billions.
Yeah, for till the end of time. So she doesn't have to do anything.
Being a Hilton is her career.
But I'm certainly glad that she has gone back to music. Because she... She put out a record, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was god-awful.
So did Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Please tell me she's doing Nashville Country.
No.
That'd be perfect.
This song is called, Danny, Good Time. I want you to think of
She's singing the theme from Good Time?
I want you to think of your favorite Bob Dylan song.
Okay, we've got it right here. I'm ready.
Okay, and probably lyrically it means a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I want you, Mike, to think of your favorite songwriter.
You want to hear a little bit of Kim?
No, I don't. We don't have time.
First?
We don't have time. We really don't.
Honey, come on.
I want you to think of your favorite singer-songwriter, too. Yeah, dude, I know. It's bad. And you tell me if...
He has it on his iPod.
Yeah, he does. Why do you have that on your iPod?
Downloaded it for the show.
I had it right here. I didn't have to download anything. He bought it.
I know. You put money in that whore's pocket.
No, I don't think I bought it. I got it somehow.
So anyway, you tell me if Paris Hilton's song Good Time has the depth that your favorite songs of all time do.
On the table.
Does this not sound like an SNL bit?
I don't have a problem with it so far.
Okay.
Keep going.
We're dancing in the streets.
Yeah!
Come on, Jake, dance.
What is that?
Awesome.
Oh, good God.
Hey.
It's no worse than anything Pitbull does.
Like, you know what? Leave Pitbull out of this.
Seriously, that's a pretty kick-ass dance song.
Yeah, you like that?
It's pretty good. I mean, I could hear that at a gay nightclub.
So bad.
You know,
that's getting
that. Same thing. What's the difference between that
nothing.
And this?
She probably stole from him.
Can't you just see me standing on the bar at Zippers, just twirling my shirt over my head?
Oh, yeah.
Undulating my hips in a lascivious manner.
That's my favorite part.
Cocaine in moderation.
Oh, so much cocaine. Good God.
This is cocaine's theme song.
It is. Like tiny little bags will somehow lift out of purses and just start dancing together.
Like the Cocaine Administration of America.
Right.
They play this song at their meetings.
Let's party. I mean, got my girlfriends here tonight. We're gonna party all night tonight. I mean, God!
I don't know why
and
you're
someone,
mad.
Someone pressed that, yeah, into, you, a, someone pressed that into a record.
Why are you mad about this? This will never cross your stream of consciousness again.
No, I know. I know. I just can't believe that there are people out there. And by the way, Lil Wayne is on this, too.
And people...
Lil Wayne raps at the end of this, and I can't play it because his first line is, yo, I'm effed up. And then his next line is, and I'm gonna F you up, and it... What'd you
say?
Yeah,
this will probably be a big hit.
Yes. Damn, but no, it won't.
Corby, it will too.
Her last, she had a song just like this 5 years ago. It wasn't a hit.
Trust me, this one's better.
You guys, you're just trying
dance charts
to piss me off.
Nuh-uh, man,
no.
Don't act all cool over there. Nuh-uh, man, no.
We're not trying to piss you off.
Yeah, you are.
We have other ways.
I'm shocked that you're defending
her. We have other ways of doing it than
this.
I'm
totally shocked that you're defending her.
I'm not defending her.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to present the facts to you.
You created an open. You like that?
No, I don't like it. But it's going to be a big hit, I'll bet you.
No way. I'll bet you. All right.
Her 06 song, Stars Are Blind, hit number one on the U.S. dance charts.
Do you know who has the number one hit right now on the dance charts? The Look, number one hit.
Captain Sorensen here.
It's not Captain Sorensen. That'd be awesome.
Who?
Jake, give me 1 second. Pop this up, will you? Let's see. Got it? All right. This is number one right now on the U.S. dance charts.
Do I know this person?
Oh, yeah.
This is an Indian?
Something weird. See, what I'm saying is dance people will listen to anything.
God, dance people suck. They're the worst.
They just like atmosphere, Corby.
This is Yoko Ono.
Oh, no!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, no.
I play.
This is awful. Now you tell me that Paris Hilton song's not better than this.
The dance charts don't even count. They don't count, Mike.
They do,
no, they
yeah,
don't.
They do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
No.
All charts count.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
the
they
pop
do.
Charts,
yeah, they do.
The rock charts.
Dance charts count,
no,
too.
Dance people suck too much to count.
Nope.
They're
count.
Not even a real faction of society.
They count.
They're this popper, glow stick, cocaine crowd.
That crowd. They are... They're big.
No, they're not.
Okay, you know everything.
No, I don't.
It's just music.
It just makes me mad. What?
And some of them listen to us.
Is that a cut down?
Who's your dance partner?
Did I just call you Mr. Music?
You did. Mr. Music.
I am Mr. Music.
It's like, was that supposed to hurt? All right. Well, there you go. Let's get the friends out tonight.
Dude, that's a good jam.
Have some apple teenies and run through the night.
I kind of miss it already.
I know. Wish you'd play it again.
Well, we'll always have it because it's now on my iPod. Yeah.
Mexican Dracula.
All right, eat a sack of testicles, which I'm sure she has.
My God.
Whoa. God. Leave her alone.
Okay. The ratings are out for the late night shows as the fall season has begun. You have the Tonight Show, you have the Jimmy Kimmel Show, you have the Late Show with David Letterman. Who is in front, total viewers? Who is in front, total viewers?
Mike.
Who? I hope Dave.
Jay.
You hope Dave, but...
Leno?
Yeah. Leno is number one, 3.68 million. I don't
old
know.
People. Old people, he's safe.
So this sets you off, but that song didn't.
It didn't set me off. I'm just wondering how.
You sound like an old Indian. The Tonight Show drew 3.68 million, followed by The Late Show with Dave Letterman, 3.14 million. And then Jimmy Kimmel Live with 2.43 million. Now, the Leno increase is 12% from last year. Letterman's actually up 5% from last year. Jimmy Kimmel is up 36% from last year. Now, he's moved time slots, so that helps. But this is the first week. And I don't know if guests have anything to do with it. But
right, so Letterman's at what?
3.14.
And
about
Kimmel's...
He's a half million behind Leno, and he's 600,000 ahead of Kimmel. Now, this is something else that shocks me. Who skews oldest?
Dave.
Dave. What's the age? What's the median age?
40.
Median age?
39.
59.
For Letterman or Leno?
Letterman.
Wow.
59. Leno's median age, 56. Kimmel, 54.
You're kidding.
No, I thought that the only people who watch his stuff were... I thought it appealed to the young bucks of America because they're staying up late.
They got better things to do, like go out and listen to that Paris Hilton record.
That's right. And shake it.
That's right, Corby. Let's get it going one more time.
He has
it. I have it, Mike.
Well, come on, man. Feel like dancing now.
Mike's doing the sprinkler.
I'm a power bop.
All right, if you had $100,000,
yeah.
All night,
the party,
hooker. So, if you had $100,000 in your bank account, and someone said, "If you give me $5,000, I will produce a two-hour tape of Mike Reiner dancing in a club from 1985," wouldn't you hand that over instantly?
Yes, I don't. I might write the check now.
Yeah. That would be awesome of you doing the sprinkler.
All right, we're rolling now.
Doing the hand wave.
Yeah, let's party and disco. Because you used to dance, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Michael. Well, the hammer did.
He did, too. He's admitted it. He used to go to dance clubs and dance.
I've
now, you
never
weren't,
admitted any such thing.
You weren't out there hardcore dancing and stuff, but you certainly took part in it.
I leaned against the bar and drank.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. Some old broad got you out there.
Because you knew that was your way to pants.
Yeah.
Was dance.
You were my whore.
No. Real quick, you want to hear the latest?
No.
The latest?
No. No.
Look at the time.
Look at that.
There can be no real quick today.
You know, it's a shame we're out of
real
time,
quick
Cobra,
with Corby.
I would have really enjoyed hearing the
yeah,
William
today's
Shatner
episode
story.
Of real quick.
Thanks, Mike.
What?
Danny? All right.
That's it. We totally squandered this news away.
You know, you let David Moore go late, and then you have to play the Paris Hilton song for 20 minutes. That's what happens.
Yep. It's 4:55 here on the ticket.